Roger Bergen, Ray Noble and his orchestra, Dale Evans, the Sportsman, our guests, Charlie Ruggles of the cinema and Bill Thompson of the air lane, and Charlie McCarthy.
Oh, Dale.
Oh, Miss Evans.
What is it, Charlie?
You know, this is Valentine's Day.
Mm-hmm.
I've dashed off a couple of feet of iambic pentameter just for you.
Oh, you mean you've written a Valentine for me, Charlie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, I must hear it right away.
All right, here it is. Ah, Dale, my Valentine, I almost stutter to these sweet words I want to utter. You make my poor heart thump and flutter more than the sight of steak or butter.
Oh, Charlie, that's beautiful.
Thank you. I'm glad you like it, dear. Mm-hmm. You know, I really believe you're the one for me.
Oh, Charlie, I hope you're sure about it. You know, it's hard to really find the right one.
Yes, it is, yes. Mm-hmm. But it's a lot of fun hunting. This is Charlie McCarthy saying, hey, Bergen.
Well, what is it?
Well, has there been any mail for me today?
Mail? Oh. Well, not that I know of. Are you expecting a letter?
I'm expecting a lot of letters. You see, I put an ad in the paper.
Oh, I see. Yeah. What kind of an ad?
It's one of those to whom it may concern things.
Oh, yes.
In the personal column. I'm looking for information about my parents.
Oh, of course, your parents.
Yes, that's it.
Yes. And you hope your parents will see the ad?
Yes. I hope they can read, yes.
Well, what did the ad say, Charlie?
Well, I have it right here. I can read it.
All right, do.
Wanted. Parents for a small boy. Latest thing in children. Has several good years left as tax exemption. Yes. And tax exemption. And comes complete with 6 pair of shoes. That's good. That ought to get them.
Yes, I should say. Is there more?
Yes, I read. Will consider a nice home with tennis court and swimming pool.
Oh. Yes.
Prefer parents who are rich, wealthy, and well-to-do. Especially the first 3.
But Charlie, money isn't everything.
Since when?
Well, no. You know, it's possible to have your pockets full of money.
Yeah?
And still be very unhappy.
Well, I wouldn't know about that.
No.
You mean to say that money would make me unhappy?
Yes, I do.
That's so. Yeah. I wouldn't mind having a good cry.
Well, I don't want to discourage you, Charlie.
No.
But it's going to be difficult finding your parents.
Oh, I believe that.
It was a long time ago when I found you on my doorstep. So don't be too optimistic about this newspaper ad.
Oh, no, I'm not stopping at that.
Oh, you're not?
No, I'm going to have my past read by one of those phenomenals.
The what?
You know, one of those, he looks into a glass globule.
Oh. Oh, you mean crystal gazer?
Yeah, that's the gazer.
Yeah.
He's going to lift the veil of mystery from my past. Mm-hmm. He's going to peep into the unknown.
Well, that's exciting.
Yes.
Who is this student of the occult?
Well, he was highly recommended by old man Dugan.
Oh, I see.
Which makes him a bum, I suppose. His name is Scope.
Scope, I see.
Yes. He always tells you what you want to know, sometimes.
I see.
I beg your pardon, sir. Yes. There's a gentleman here to see you.
Oh, that must be the crystal gazer. Send him in, will you, Mr. Noble?
Yeah, right, sir. Right this way, sir.
Good evening, gentlemen. I am the great Scope.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Scope?
My first name is Horace.
I see.
Oh, yeah. Horace Scope, that's pretty good, yeah.
Very well, let's proceed with the reading. Now, where did I put the crystal ball?
Oh, your crystal ball. What does it look like?
Well, it's rather a round object.
Oh, a round object. Yes. Isn't that it right there under your vest? Right
no,
there.
No, indeed. That's me.
Oh, chubby, aren't you?
Ah, here it is in my pocket. Now, young man, before we start, I'd like to find out something about you. What sign were you born under?
Well, I don't know. I think I was born under the neon sign.
Why is that?
Oh, because I'm so bright.
Oh, now, stop it. I don't like that. It's a little too Capricorny, isn't it?
Yes.
Now, will you please be quiet, and go ahead, Mr. Scope, and start the reading.
Thank you, Sahib. I shall now go into my trance.
Good. I'll wait here. Sounds like a puncture, doesn't it?
Quiet! Quiet! Past is revealing itself. I see you as a small boy.
Yeah. It's going back pretty far. What am I doing?
You're getting a spanking.
Oh. Can you see that far back? Now, about my parents.
I'm sorry. The crystal ball is clouding over. There's only one way to remove the haze. You'll have to cross my palm with silver.
Silver?
Yes. In the shape of a dollar bill.
Ay, ay, ay.
Well, if I give you a dollar bill, do you think you can read my past?
I don't think I know.
I don't think you know either.
However, for $1, I promise you a satisfactory reading.
You know. Very well. I'll go for it. Very good. Get my buck.
Here you are, Mr. Scope. Now, wait a minute, Charlie. When do I get my dollar back?
Consult the crystal. Oh, you're sorry. Proceed, Swampy. Swami.
I see it all now.
Yeah?
Very clear. Very clear. Young man, do you want to know what became of your parents?
Yes, I do.
You lost them.
Will you get out of here?
Say, what about my dollar?
You lost that, too.
We are living in an age of news. You've heard the news analyzed, and you've heard it dramatized. But until now, you haven't heard it Thompsonized. And so to tell you what is behind the beyond, to solve the insoluble, to unscrew the inscrutable, we bring you the man who has been here and there, back and forth, in and out, up and down, and five by five, Bill Thompson.
Thank you, Mr. Twist, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I bring you my 10:15 analysis, which is the same as my 9:15 analysis given at 8:25. Here is an unconfirmed statement from an unrevealed source close to persons who are close to each other.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We interrupt Mr. Thompson's analysis to peep into our newsroom. We interrupt the newsroom for an analysis by Mr. Thompson. Thank you for the peep, Mr. Thompson.
That's all right. Everybody calls me Peeping Thompson anyway. We have here from sources at hand. That is to say, there are hidden sources, and, well, that is, it is alleged that we think. But maybe I'm too definite. Well, should we? And seven Canadian stations. Now, on the other hand...
Mr. Thompson.
Yes, Mr. Bergen?
Mr. Thompson, I couldn't help noticing when you came into the studio tonight, you were concealing in your hand a small green map of Uruguay, cut from a larger map of South America.
You saw that map?
Yes, I did. Would you mind revealing its significance, sir?
Yes, sir. That little green map, Uruguay. Ah, yes.
Yes, please go on.
It's the color of some muslin my wife wants me to match.
Please, Mr. Thompson, the news.
Oh, yes, the news. The opinions of the man on the street.
My dog's just killing me.
Wrong street, pardon.
Bullet, Mr. Thompson.
An item has come in from Pickletucky, Ohio. A small boy strikes Irish setter riding velocipede. Now, just what does that reveal? Well, it's rather early to make any definite conclusions, but offhand, I venture to question the probability of an Irish setter riding a velocipede. If, however, this proved to be the case, I would say that here indeed is a new cycle in the news.
Thompson, here's a man in uniform.
Oh, thank you. Well, be careful what we ask him, Edgar. You know, no military secrets.
All right, Bill. Here you are, sir.
And now let's see, sir. What camp are you at?
Well, I'm at a place about...
Don't answer that. I'm sorry. Where are you from?
Well, I came from...
Sorry. I guess I shouldn't have asked you that, should I? Now, sir, that uniform of yours.
Look, fellas, can I tell you something? This uniform... I'm an usher at the Burbank Theater.
Thank you very much. Mr. Bergen, do you have another guest?
Oh, yes, indeed. Yes, here is Boo Boo, Chinese student, poet, and philosopher. Boo Boo, have you an opinion?
No, I have Chinese Valentine. The north wind that blow, and we shall have snow. And what shall the robin do then? Who sings? He go to the barn to keep himself warm. Put a hot drink on his tummy. Boo Boo.
Thank you, Boo Boo.
Boo Boo.
Mr. Thompson, scoops like that are what make you known as the man who brings America tomorrow's news yesterday.
Thank you very much.
Bulletin, Mr. Thompson.
Oh, What? No. What? No. Friends, our correspondent from Flagaria has cabled, in Flagarian, of course, must declare whom had he been one here, which translated means that of all people married there last year, 50% were men. Just a moment. Here's another item, please. Man with steamroller would like to meet girl with bean patch. Object succotash. I have been asked tonight to interpret the question of global strategy. Berlin, Germany.
The next voice you will hear will be that of Hermann Göring.
Eine Schwarzereiten, Flotten, Reifen, Flotten, Stöffigeiten, Botheiten. Eine Flotten, Bluten. Eine Fluten, Fluten. Conclusion, I say to you, they will never bomb Germany.
Well, it's a possibility.
Is he really going to be here this evening?
Yes, Charlie, he's really going to be here.
What's he coming over here for anyway?
Well, you see, Charlie, because of the gas and tire situation, I'm moving closer to town.
Ohio?
Yes. And Mr. Ruggles is in the real estate business.
Uh-oh.
And he's going to show me a house.
Well, I wouldn't trust him if I were you, but...
Oh, Charlie. What do you mean?
Well, you know darn well he seldom tells the truth.
Yeah. What about you?
Well, that's just it. I can't stand the competition.
Edgar?
I don't believe
it. Edgar! Yes, sir, where are you?
Oh, over here, Mr. Ruggles. Yes. Oh.
Well, how are you, Edgar? I'm glad to see you.
Yeah.
Well, hello, Charlie. Hello.
Hello.
My goodness. You know, Charlie, I was thinking of you just the other day.
Oh, you were?
Yes, yes. I was cleaning out an old rotten tree stump at the time.
Looks like I'm going to have my struggles with Ruggles.
Yeah.
Why, I'll take it.
No, you won't.
Well, I could.
Yes, I do.
You pettifogger, you.
No, sir. Mr. Ruggles, about this house you were going to show me.
Oh, yes, the house.
Yes.
I suppose you want it on a 99-year lease.
Oh, my goodness.
Now, if you'll just sign right here, Mr. Bergen.
Well, wait a minute. I'd like to know a little more about it.
Is it well built?
Well built? Well, my goodness, why, that house was put up in 1810.
Oh, well, that speaks well for it.
Yes. Of course, it fell down twice in 1811.
See, there you are. You got to watch this guy, yes, I know.
Tell me, Mr. Ruggles, what type of architecture is it?
Well, I don't know just what you'd call it, but it has a sunken living room.
Oh, modernistic.
No, termites.
Yeah, I know. just how far is it from here?
Well, I'll tell you. It's about 10 blocks as the S crow flies.
Well, is it occupied now?
No. It's been vacant for a long time. They call it No Taker's Acre.
No Taker's Acres. I know that joint. Kitty and I passed it on the way to school. It's haunted.
No, no. What do you mean it's haunted?
That's right. It's a motel for ghosts.
Well, of course, you see, as a matter of fact, the former owner was a sportsman. Oh. Yes. He used it as a haunting lodge.
I see, you.
Well, everybody says he was murdered.
Is that true, Mr. Ruggles?
No. I wouldn't say that he was murdered, but they found him in 3 different rooms at once.
That's all, brother, that's all. You can talk to him if you want to, there. But, oh, now, that's ridiculous. I'm not afraid of ghosts.
No, neither am I. Why, only last week, I was walking down a country road, and I came face to face with a ghost.
Face to face?
Yes.
Must have been a horrible experience for both of you.
No.
I got that one in, didn't I?
Yeah. Well, ghosts or no ghosts, let's go and look at this house. Come on, Charlie.
Okay, shall we walk or shall we go by autopsy?
No, don't worry. It's downhill all the way. We can go. Yes. Go.
See you later, folks. I hope.
Beautiful night, isn't it?
Yes. It's very embalmy, isn't it?
Well, here we are. Here's the house.
Should we turn back or go in or turn back?
Oh, now, wait a minute. Now, don't be silly, Charlie. Only babies are afraid.
Go.
Well, I'll tell you what we'll do. Now, look, we'll each explore half the house, you see?
All right, I'll take the outside half.
Let's ring the doorbell.
I guess there's nobody home. Let's try the door, shall we?
Yeah.
My goodness, that door needs oil.
So long, fellas.
Hey, where are you going?
Home to get some oil.
Stay right here. Now, come back now. Now, let's look around, huh?
Yeah, that's a good idea. Now, you go first, will you, Bergen?
Yeah, why should I go first?
Well, all right, I'll go first.
Good.
Well, give me a shove, somebody.
Now, watch your step, fellas. It's awfully dark in here.
You hold my hand, Edgar.
Yes, all right. Charlie, yes. You hold my hand. Okay.
Help!
What's the matter?
Somebody's holding my hand.
All right.
I'm a ghost.
Oh, I don't believe in ghosts.
Well, we don't believe in you either, so there.
Now, wait a minute, everybody. Wait a minute. Now, don't get excited. Just keep a stiff upper plate. Stiff upper crust. Stiff upper crust. I'm...
Better not scared, are you, Mr.
Ruggles? Be scared? Why, no. Say, now, I'm as puke as a cucumber.
Oh, wow.
Wait a minute. What's that round, shining object?
Round, shining object? Oh, relax, Ruggles. That's Bergen.
Oh, I'd be scared there for a minute. Hey, what's that? Look, there's a door over there in the wall. Let's open it.
Okay.
Go on, who'd be after disturbing the peace at this time of night?
Yeah. Who are you?
Just a Murphy bed.
What are you gentlemen doing here?
Well, who are you?
I am the butler, Mr.
Oh, well, I'm glad to know you, Mr.
And who are you?
Oh, just somebody.
Well, what body? Around.
My knees are shaking. Do you mind if I sit down here?
No. Not in that chair.
Yeah, why not?
That's the chair Rigor Mortis sent in.
I'm getting out of here.
Wait a minute, gentlemen.
Huh?
Tell me, gentlemen, do you believe in spirits?
Oh, they're all right, in moderation.
I could use a slug or something right now.
Well, I could fix you a little snack. We have some cream of toast and soup.
No.
Would you like to try that?
No, no, thank you. No, we're on a diet.
Well, you know, a nice cyanide toddy relaxes the body.
Oh, but definitely.
I just want a glass of plain water.
Plain water? You're new here, aren't you?
Ruggles, I don't like this house.
Oh, now, don't say that, Edgar. Oh. You'll get used to it if you stay around a while. Why not? Why not? Oh. I tell you what, why don't you spend the night here?
Well, if you just when they're going to spend the night, I'll have to make some preparations.
No, no, don't bother. No,
don't go to any trouble.
Oh, no trouble. All I have to do is just go out into the backyard and dig you a guest room.
That does it.
Why? Wait, what's the matter?
I don't know, but if you look around and see nobody beside you, that's me. I'm leaving.
Now, me too. Now, wait. Don't be too hasty, gentlemen. Let me suggest this.
Oh, hey, fellas, wait for me.
Yeah.